E-News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration is looking to assert control over Venezuelan oil after the raid that ousted President Nicolas Maduro. Saka Magani has the latest.
Venezuela has the world's biggest proven crude oil reserves, and the administration intends to control the distribution globally. The U.S. has seized two sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum. Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggests the oil on board would be sold as part of a deal under which Venezuela's interim government would provide the U.S. up to 50 million barrels of oil.
They understand that the only way they can move oil and generate revenue and not have economic collapse is if they cooperate and work with the United States.
The U.S. plans to relax some sanctions so it can oversee the sale of Venezuela's petroleum worldwide, with the proceeds going into American-controlled bank accounts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer shot and killed a Minneapolis driver today during the Trump administration's latest immigration crackdown. At a news conference in Texas, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the incident was the result of domestic terrorism.
ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
Minnesota Governor Mike Waltz.
What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear, headlines, and conflict. It's governing by reality TV. And today that recklessness costs someone their life.
The government's issued new guidelines for healthy eating, saying Americans should eat more whole foods and protein and fewer highly processed foods and less added sugar. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
My message is clear. Eat real food. Nothing matters more for healthcare outcomes.
This is AP News. Job openings fell sharply in November, but layoffs also dropped, while the number of Americans quitting jobs ticked higher. And Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets report.
Stocks pulled back a bit from their records on Wall Street as their strong start to the year slowed down. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday for its first loss in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 466 points, as about 0.9%. The Dow and the S&P both set all-time highs a day earlier. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Homebuilders fell after President Donald Trump suggested moves to prevent large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. Trump said he hopes to make it more affordable for people to buy houses. D.R. Horton fell 3.6%. Crude oil prices fell. Treasury yields swung in the bond market following mixed reports on the U.S. economy. Seth Soutelle, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.